Okay, so we're starting, I guess kind of continuing, taking up today the issue of Mamon Shein Lo Tovim. So what's the Mamon Shein Lo Tovim? So basically the case is where there's certain parts of the animal, of an animal, if I shecht an animal, so I have to give certain parts of it to the Kohen. Okay, Zerol Luch Le'ayim Ikeva, whatever, three body parts. So the question is, let's say prior to giving them to him, I have them, but then I damage them before I get a chance to give them to the Kohen. So the question is, am I chayv to pay damages? Because after all, he has like a right to them. So it's like I'm causing him a loss, because these were coming to him, and now he's not going to get them. So so one slide says, Mel Ruchas says, no, pater. So the question is, why? So one possibility is because it's a separate limud, zeh. It's an exclusion that says that they get the objects, they don't get the payments for them. Okay, they don't have any rights to tashlumen, which arises from them. All they have a right is to these objects themselves and nothing more. That's one possibility. We did that yesterday. The other possibility is, no, really, in theory, the Kohen should get damages. The Kohen should get damages. Right? You should have to pay him. You damage this thing. You damage the thing that he has a right to. The only thing is that how is he going to collect on the damages? So given Kohen, he's going to go and sue you in a Bezdin. The problem is that you'll have a countertime now that you'll say, oh, I'm not going to give it to you. I was going to give it to my other Kohen friend. Right? And he could always, no individual Kohen could ever bring him up on charges in the court. There's no such thing as the Kohuna suing him. There's no such thing like that. So all they are individual Kohanim. So any individual Kohen, he could win the court case with. So therefore, even though technically speaking he's chayav to pay, and like Tosa says, Dinei Shemayim, he owes it to him. He owes it to a Kohen or some Kohen, but but no one can sue him. So therefore, he's potter, and that's what Chista means. Right? Whereas the other way to learn, the Gemara questions this. You could say, no. You could have argued that the first Kohen who comes and sues him is going to be able to get it. You could have said that. Right? In fact, the Gemara tries to bring a limud that Mishpat teaches you that it's din, which would mean that the first Kohen who comes could sue him. Any Kohen, the first one who wants, could come and sue him. So you see, Gemara is a Havin Oskana, Machlokas, whatever it is whether or not you say that an individual Kohen could sue him, or do you say, no, it's Mamon Shein Lo Tovim, money which has no claimant, and every spot there. So the question is, what's the Machlokas? You have a case of like this, like Mamon Shein Lo Tovim, you have like, I forget the case, it's a suffix, like I damage the guy's thing, and it's not clear which one of them damaged it. How does it go? Damaged, I forget the case. Somehow you have a case where I damaged one of five guys. You don't know who I damaged. So any one of them will try to sue me. Is like, I would just say, you know, sorry, you're not the guy. You know, there's nothing like that. But the question is, do you say that here? Do you say this is defined as Mamon Shein Lo Tovim? No one could claim it. Or you say, no. Whoever comes first could claim it. Right? So the question is, what's the machlokas? It's kind of a little too close. I mean, Danny says a good point. Like the first guy, what does the first guy have to do with it? I mean, let's see. Okay, ties him to the person. Yeah, but like it's a good. How does he argue that point though? It's like I say, well, I don't give it to you just because you came first. And how does that? Why does that give him the right? Right. Okay, so I'm thinking similarly to your guys' approach, but like localizing it differently, or localizing it, I should say. Okay, and also the opposite. So it's okay. So the question is like this: is how do you look at the halacha manas kohuna? Okay, the matan or you could say matanos or alafayim keva specifically. It doesn't. I mean, whatever, wherever it applies to, it doesn't really matter. But how do you look at this halacha matanos? Am I chayiv to give it to the kahuna? There's definitely such a thing called the kahuna, the institution, the unit, the kohanim, the shevet, whatever, the group of the kohanim. Okay, is it a chiyuv to give to the kahuna? And the way I fulfill that chiyuv is through picking a guy who's a member of that group, but it's a chiyuv to the group, okay? Or is it a chiyuv to give it to an individual because he's a kohen? Is it a chiyuv to an individual who has a property of being a kohen? Okay, like I have to support someone who has the property of being a kohen. Again, or the other way is I'm chayv to give it to the group. There's such a thing as a group of the kahuna. And the way I do it, the way I give it to the group is through giving it to the to a guy, to a particular guy, a member of the group. So as the action and action of giving it to Mr. Cohen, right, or is an action of giving it to the kahuna via like the representative of Mr. Cohen. You know what I mean? Is he representative of the group and I'm giving it to the group by him, or is giving it to him? Why? Because he's special. Why? Because he's a kohen. But I'm giving it to him. It's a chiyuv to him. Okay. You hear that? Before we get into how that works, I'll pause. But here are the two sides. So what does this plan out? So if you look at it as a chiyuv to the group, so this is the other side of it. It's, you can look at it from two sides. You can look at it as my chiyuv, and then you can look at it. The chiyuv creates a zechus, a right of collection, or a right to the object on the part who I'm giving it to. So if you say it's a chiyuv to the group, so now the group has a right to it. The group has a right to these matanos, right? The group has a right to these matanos. The problem is, who's going to collect from it? Which, in other words, the group has a right. So which means that I have an obligation to give the group this thing. But any individual who comes from the group, I'll say, sorry, I'm going to give the group through somebody else who made you the representative of the group. It's true, you are one of the ways that the group could, get its fill, but there's other ways also. All right? You're right. But if you look at it as a chiyuv to the individual kohen, because he's a kohen, so how does that translate in terms of a zechus? So it turns out that every kohen has the right to the matanos, okay? Because I'm a chiyuv to give it to a chiyuv. The chiyuv is to a guy. So now the guy, each guy has a right. Now the question is, how does it work out? You can't have 1,000 guys collecting matanos, right? That does certainly isn't. You can't say every single guy has a right to my matanos. That contradicts, right? I only have one matanos. So it seems you have to say is each guy has a right to be the first one to collect the matanos. Because each guy has a right to collect first. You know what I mean? Now, who's going to be the first, that's, I don't know. But each guy knows, you can't each have a right to the object, because how can you have 100 guys having a right to the object? So the nature of the right is that each individual has a right to be the, like, kol hakodam zaha. Each guy has a right to be the first guy. And that's the right that all the kohanim have. Because that's my chiv. My chiv is to him as an individual. So it means each individual has a right to the matanos of the guy. But again, they mutually exclude, you know, they all exclude each other because only one matanos. So the way it expresses itself is that each guy has a right to be the first guy. Each guy has that right. That's the right. Each guy has a chus to be the first goer, first collector. Now, if one guy collects, now the next guy doesn't have that right because the right was already, I mean, he does have the right, but the right was already filled. He wasn't first. So the nature of the way it's going to pan out, to me, a right for each guy to take first. So now whichever guy comes, he can sue me, and I can't say I can give it to somebody else, because the nature of the right is he's an individual who has his chus in the thing. If it's a matanos, it's to him. So each individual has his chus. Now it's true there are other guys, but each guy has his chus. So once each guy has his chus, then he can claim it. You can't tell me, and you can't say I can give it to somebody else, because this guy has his chus. Because if the chus is in the individual, so then you can't just say, who are you? If it's a din in the shevet, so you'll say, this shevet has a lot of different ways to do it. But if it's to the individual, so each individual is a party to this matter. Now, it's true, there are other parties. Yeah, but I'm a guy, and I have a right to collect. And now I'm claiming it. Now, what's your claim? You're not chayiv, you are chayiv. See, if it's a din to the groups, then you'll say, "What? Who are you? You're just one, who are you? There's a group, I'm chayiv to the group. I don't know, why are you the guy I have to give it to?" But if it's a din to the individuals, then the guy becomes given his chus. So once the guy has his chus, he can claim it to you. Now, you can't just give it to somebody else, but I'm a kohen, and I have a right. Yeah, I have a right to this thing. I guess what I'm saying is that the natural idea If you just say it's a din that the group has a right, or I have to give a gift to the group, doesn't really give anybody a right to claim it. Because
not
it's a
on
really.
No,
but even on behalf of the group, I mean, it's at the end of the group, so I owe the group the money. So who's to say that you're the guy I'm going to give it to? You're just the guy. And there's a group here, so who's to say? In other words, you're going to come, so I'll just say, listen, you're one representative of a group, but why are you the guy who could sue me? Who are you? You just happen to be one guy in the group, but let the group sue me. Or whatever. There's no, who are you? And then he's with somebody else. He's another representative of the group.
No,
the point is that if the Torah... If the Torah looks at it as a din of a matana to a unit, so then no individual guy could claim to be the guy of the unit. He doesn't have any power as an individual. So all he could say is that, hey, I'm one of the guys who's the representative of the unit, maybe you give it to me, but there's no power of that claim. He'll say, yeah, maybe, but maybe I'll give it to someone else. But if you say that the Torah, the chiyuv is to the individual, I have to give a gift to an individual guy because he's a kohen. So then each individual kohen is a valid recipient of that gift. Now each guy could come and claim me. That's the way the chiyuv is going to be. So I lied about the other guy. Yeah, each guy, it turns out, each guy is an individual who's empowered by this mitzvah because it's a gift to an individual. So that guy will say, hey, you owe me the money. And we'll say, yeah, well, another guy, fine. The other guy also, fine, if he gets the court case first, whichever guy is going to be the first guy to claim it, he's going to, because each guy has a zchus. So the Torah gave a zchus to the individual, so he's a kohen, he has the property. So I'm a guy, I have the property, here's my kohen card, so give me the money. Say, we're going to give it to another one. Well, the other guy, well, if he brought you to the court case, fine, but I'm a guy. What's your tainot against me? I am a kohen, you owe a kohen the money. Now, what do you mean you'll give it to somebody else? But I'm a Kohen. What's the problem? You owe a Kohen the money. So if you say you owe the institution, then the thing will say, who made you the guy to go and collect it? I owe the Shevet. So you're just one guy amongst the Shevet. But if the Tchiv is the individual, so you are an individual and you're claiming the thing. You know what I mean? So the question is, did the Torah, so to speak, personalize the obligation and say, this I have to give it to Ploni? Or did it say I have to give it to the unit, to the Sheva, to the group? And then the individual is just a one representative through whom I could fulfill my obligation. And then he's saying, the way we looked at it, yes, the way we set it up, is the nature of the Chiyuv is the Torah creates a right, a Zchus Mamon in the thing. So the question is, who's the Zchus Mamon to? But the Zchus Mamon is in order to bring about the Amanus Kuna, so who did the Torah give the Zchus Mamon to? If it gave it to the unit, so then the unit can claim it. So I just have to give it. I'm obligated to, I'm obligated to give it to the unit. But like you can't, there's no such thing as a unit being a claimant. But if the zchus was to an individual guy because he's a kohen, so then each individual guy has a zchus. So now, how could you have all many zchusim coexisting? So you have to say the zchus is to be first. That's the zchus, first come, first serve. That's what I gave them. The Torah gives them all that zchus. So now whoever claims it first is the guy who gets it, and I can't turn him down in the court case because that's the zchus. He has zchus in it. So if the zchus is... But I'm saying it's like the zchus comes from the chiyuv. So, it's easier to see it insofar as the chiyuv. But you're right. The way the formalization of the thing is through the zchus. But the idea, though, is it to the individual the guy because he's a kohen, or is it to the unit of the group? Yes.